Ignorance is not an excuse, but it is part of the story. I mean, I just wanted to be cool. I had no idea when I started smoking that it would come to this. I need to get to the bottom of my history. Episode 7, Get a Grip. First things first, look at the 12-month calendar and look at your stop date. Now, plan the time needed for each of the 6 phases. Each phase takes basically the same amount of time, so you can plan how long you have to complete the tasks within each phase. I know it sounds like math to me too, but time management is an important aspect of this program. So let's get started. Repeat a zillion times a day. Thank you, God. I'm so glad that I'm a non-smoker. Say it, especially when you are smoking, and say it for the next 50 years. Thank you, God. I'm so glad that I'm a non-smoker. It'll seem silly when you're actually smoking a cigarette, but do it anyway. Task 1. First, write a history of your smoking in the journal that you bought or on the computer, however you're doing it. I'm going to refer to it as your journal. And be specific. Hit the high points, like when it made you feel wonderful and when it made you feel lousy. At least 10 key occasions. The more, the better. Describe it in as much detail as you can. Next, calculate the following and add it to the journal. 1, how many total cigarettes have you smoked? My total was like 500,000. It was terrible. 2, how much have you spent total on cigarettes? I know math is involved there too, but it's an important number. 3, calculate how much cigarettes have cost you in burned clothes, related illness, cleaning bills, burned car seats, that kind of thing, and come up with that total. That will let you know the total amount that you have spent on this particular disease. Next, tell 2 people a day for the next 14 days how excited you are that cigarettes days are numbered and that you are going to have victory over this. Smoking chemical-infested leaves will not be the thing that does you in. Suggested? Make a doctor's appointment for a checkup. I know, but it is important that we know what we're dealing with so that we can really dig in and make this change. That's it for task 1. See how fun? I know it isn't fun at all, but move on to task 2 when you've finished this. Quit Smoking Podcast is a product of Rodeo Productions, performed and written by Debbie Hall, directed and produced by James Pierce of Selected Frequencies.